Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I don't know if you've heard of this new term, but there was an article with it in the papers the other day saying techno stress. So what is techno stress? Well, it's linked to just the fact that we're spending much more time online. And what are the most common anxieties people are having, especially things like online security? Are we aware enough as we should be? And to give us some advice on this, we have Graeme Mulhern of Be Secure Online. The first thing, Graeme, I wanted to ask you is there's kind of a lot to consider with online security, especially now as we're just using our devices more and you know, they feel like they're on all the time. What do you think is causing the most kind of increased anxiety or techno stress nowadays?
Well, with COVID and so many people working at home, and I was absolutely staggered the other day driving down the Rock Road past the old Jury's Hotel in Ballsbridge to see absolutely nobody on the road at 3:30 in the afternoon. But the most stressful thing is just the amount of time and the level of attention we're paying our devices, all the electronic beams and this, that and the other. But it is the it is simply the amount of time. And most people, if you check screen time on Apple, and Apple have been really surprised by the results and somewhat embarrassed of the results of their in their screen time function on the iPhone and on the iPad, where the average user is spending nearly 10 hours a day, the average user, engaging with their phone, which is far too much.
Wow, so this is where you can obviously, your phone is telling you this is the amount of time that you're spending. So what can you do then? Is there particular apps or things that you'd recommend that help you try and moderate the time that you have as an adult online?
Well, I'll tell you, this is truthfully, this is my own life, and sometimes people react best to that. I now use the control on my phone to power down, not power down, but on my phone at about 9 o'clock in the evening. So if I'm out walking the dog or anything like that, listening to music or listening to an audio book or just watching YouTube or a match or something while walking the dog in and around Bray Head, it shuts down at 9 o'clock, and suddenly you go, wow. And you get all of this free extra time. And I don't bother trying to turn it on again because I realize maybe I have engaged too much. So I actually use just a time limiter in the security software to switch it off. And that means I'm not fiddling with it between then and 1 a.m. in the morning, which it has actually led to me doing other things and just relaxing.
Yeah, and switching off, as you say. But probably one area where people, Graeme, are finding it hard to switch off is that there's been a few different pieces of research done saying that people, because they're working remotely, are actually working longer hours, therefore more time in front of a screen. And there's that pressure to kind of stay connected even after 5 or half 5 or whatever time you're working until has been and gone.
Yeah, an unexpected boon actually for employers. And a number of years ago, I noticed the Germans introduced digital free breaks by law, and you can as an employee opt into it, which means no work emails or no working electronically after 5:30. What you're legally contracted to do, and nothing during your holidays. And that's it is amazing. Employers have had a free boon here because a lot of people are actually working the extra time, and instead of leaving the building and going home, they're actually continuing to stay on their laptop, finish off a PowerPoint for a meeting the next day, or a long email, or writing up a file or whatever, or doing an infographic for somebody. People are unconsciously working extra hours that they're not being paid for. And
so do we need to be more conscious about it then, Graeme?
Yeah, and I mean, there's something people could do is actually program some of their security software to shut down Word or Excel at 6 p.m. in the evening and get up and, in my case, go and collect the kids or make dinner or whatever, walk the dog. But, you know, suddenly 6 p.m. suddenly becomes 1:45 to 8 in the evening, and, you know, you've taken a huge chunk out of your evening.
What would you say, Graeme, just in terms of the fact that a lot of us are using, you know, it's not new now, but new in terms of different apps and technologies, you know, different platforms like Zoom, and we're sending out links and we're being invited to stuff and joining webinars, all these things that we mightn't have done before. Should we be aware of particular security things in relation to that, like privacy settings or, you know, Wi-Fi networks or the cameras even on our devices?
Gosh, so much. yes, everybody should buy a cam cover, and I'm delighted to say they can do that on my website, but yes, everybody should put covers on their phones and on their laptops. Everybody, because employers tend not to buy the security for the home laptops that a lot of people are using. Everybody should have security software on their machine. And what was the other one you mentioned?
Well, so yeah, the cameras are one thing, and then just things like if you're using, you know, your Wi-Fi network, how do you make know that that's secure, especially when you're sending out links to these platforms and stuff like that, or microphones as well on our devices, Graham?
Yeah, switching off microphones is a big part of our recommendation in every talk that we do to businesses and others. There's a thing on the microphone just to switch off the microphones and stop Google, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and every Ryanair listening. Ryanair, I'm only teasing, they don't listen. But everybody else does. And that's in the function microphone. And if you switch off Snapchat and Facebook, that's a great start. Don't do it on WhatsApp if you tend to use WhatsApp for calls. But be aware that WhatsApp will upload everything that you say and that it hears back to Facebook. So all of that is, these are all things that people just don't consider or regard as important. But this is why we're receiving so many emails from weirdos and text messages from strangers pretending to be the bank, because we're not securing ourselves at what's called the endpoint on our own devices.
Yeah,
in the car and
that,
walking
yeah.
about, whatever.
Yeah, great advice today, Graham. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today. That's Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online. If you want to check out Graham's website, there's lots of great tips and advice on the different types of security software and things that he was touching on there. His website is besecureonline.co.uk.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.